Hello, good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy, happy, happy Saturday. Coach MJ with you here today. We are going to talk about new amazing bonuses that just dropped for Diet Culture Detox. So if you are on the fence, if you've been thinking about it, if you hadn't been thinking about it, this is the call for you. So I will give folks just a few minutes to pop on in and we will get started talking about everything. But while we wait just a minute for everybody to come in, just a reminder that the new No BS module drops on Tuesday. So exciting. So exciting. Also, our website will be down on Tuesday for a few hours. All of the information is in your newsletter tomorrow, so make sure you check that out. You will also be getting email reminders that the site will be down. We are doing an environmental cleanup. We tell you to clean up your environment, and we are going to do exactly the same thing. And so just make sure that the podcast will still be there so you can listen to replays on the podcast, but the website will be down. So just plan for that on Tuesday morning. It'll be down for a few hours, and then you'll be able to go see what we've done to the website. Because it's amazing. And you get the new modules, which is also amazing. So, we are here to talk about diet culture detox. So, I'm going to post the link to sign up in the chat for everybody. If you have questions, please post them in the Q&A because I am here alone by myself. And I want to make sure that I get all of your questions answered. So, just make sure you use the Q&A. So, we have two events this fall. We have Queen of Your Life. It is sold out in person. Of course, virtual is still available. Then we have Diet Culture Detox. So those are two separate events. So if you say, well, MJ, I'm not coming to Queen of Your Life, so I didn't get an in-person ticket to that, it doesn't matter. They're two totally separate events. You can go to one virtually and then Diet Culture Detox in person. You can go to both in person. It does not matter. There are replays for Diet Culture Detox. So of course we want you in the room, but if you really think that you want to come to Diet Culture Detox, make sure you get your ticket and email support and let us know that you just want to wait for the replays. You will not be attending live so that we don't, make a space for you inside of the room. And so I'm going to tell you about the bonuses. The bonuses. Oh, this lipstick shade, it's one of those damn stains. It's a stain. It'll look just like this tonight. Ah, got it from the Zahn. I'll have to get you the information. All right. So the event is, I have my notes over here, so please bear with me. September 23rd and 24th. That is a Monday and a Tuesday, and it is in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, as is all of our events. So the reason we added bonuses, well, there's several reasons. We wanted you to have these bonuses. Also, I don't know if you saw Corinne's announcement. There will be no in-person events, big like this, like a camp kind of a thing, in 2025. So no in-person events until 2026, like a big traditional camp. Our hotel is doing renovations. And so there were no weekends that could accommodate all of us at the hotel. So we will still be doing virtual events. We will still be doing virtual workshops that will be included in your membership. We'll still be doing all of that stuff, but not a big traditional camp until 2026. So if you are thinking, I really would love to hang out with everybody and meet the coaches and like spend a few days with No BS Women, this is going to be your last opportunity until 2026, the year of our Lord. So make sure that you come to this one. So let's see. It is $5.99. You still the payment plans are still available. $199.66 with three payments. So that is the cost. That is all the information logistically. So what we wanted to do, because we are going to be doing a little bit deeper work at this diet culture detox, we are going to be uncovering What is stopping you from basically a lot of it is doable hunger. So why do you eat when you're not hungry? Why do you have such a difficult time stopping at enough? And so the best way to do that is with an immersive, interactive experience. So we're going to be uncovering some stuff, and we want to make sure that we help you through the end of this year work through all of that. So the Facebook group, which will be opening in a few weeks, is going to stay open until the end of the year. We are going to give you support if you come to Diet Culture Detox through the end of 2024, because we are committed, when you come to this event, to helping you figure all of this shit out. If anything comes up for you after the detox, we are going to make sure that we are there to support you. That's another reason. If you can't come, it's a great way to, a great reason. If you know for sure you can't come, go ahead and get the event. You still will be in that Facebook group. You will still get all of the support. So make sure that you're joining us. So the event is in September. I don't have the dates for these bonuses yet. We're still working on that, but I have it all confirmed, but the dates will come later. So in October, we are bringing in Jane. Coach Jane, Corinne's bestie, will be here with us doing a training for Diet Culture Detox attendees. It is called, I'm going to look at my notes because I want to say it right, because Jane's writing us a special workshop. The ABCs to Stop Disconnecting with Food and Start Connecting with Life. That is what she will be focused on in October. Let's see if there is. Jane will help you stop using food as an escape and instead focus on creating your ideal life. So she is going to help you look at your relationship with food in a curious, non-judgmental way. So that is October. And then in November, we are bringing in another big name, Coach Lisa Smith from The Peaceful Parent. She is a family parent coach. She is going to be talking all about breaking the cycle, healing childhood food wounds. And I know that so many of my diet rules, my diet ideas, what is good, what is bad, what you should weigh, what you shouldn't weigh, why this is good, why this is bad, why calories are good, why, you know, carbs are bad, come from what I learned from my mother, who, God love her, didn't know any better. It came from comments from when I was a child. And so we are going to be working on that in November. She is going to walk you through becoming aware and healing food-related childhood wounds. She is also going to share strategies for discussing body image with your kids of all ages, even as you work on yourself. And so if you don't have kids, this is a great way. If you're an auntie, if you have friends that have kids and these things come up, we're going to teach you, not we, hell, I don't know, Lisa going to teach you how to navigate those things. Because a lot of us do talk about, how do I address this with my kids? I don't want to mess them up. And so we're going to be doing that in November. And then in December, everybody's favorite, Angela Macinic will be here with us. She is going to be talking about ditching the overdrinking and rethink your relationship with alcohol just in time for the holidays. So she is going to be talking about easy ways to reframe how you think about alcohol so that you can drink less or take a break, even when everyone around you still drinks. That is what we're going to be talking about in December. And as I was reading, I've got a little bit more of an outline of Angela's thing. If you don't drink, this is going to be good for my grazers, people who, you know, because it's the same thing. If somebody's offering you drinks and you're trying to cut back on drinking, the same strategies apply if you're trying to cut back on eating when you're not hungry and people are offering you food. The strategies still apply. Everything you will learn in that class will apply to alcohol, and it will also apply to food. So if you're like, well, MJ, I can't get shit from December, I don't drink, doesn't matter. You're going to get a ton out of it, because we're going to, every time she says alcohol, you replace it with food. and it will be beneficial. And then we will keep that Facebook group open through the end of the year. So somebody asked in the Q&A, she cannot attend. If she pays for the course, will it be recorded to be available afterwards? Yes, it will be recorded and you will get replays within 2 weeks at the end of the event. And so the beauty of it is if you do sign up, even if you cannot come, you will get access to the Facebook group. You will get access to all of these calls that we're talking about. Then you will have access to the coaches. The beauty of the event is that the coaches will be in the room with you. So as you uncover things and you, because we're going to be doing shit in the room, you'll just raise your hand and a coach will come over. Same thing applies, though, if you watch the replays. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to be all up in that Facebook group. We are in as coaches. So you can still do the immersive part on your own at home. And if you have any questions, it's the same as raising your hand. Just go in the Facebook group. Just go in to ask coaches. Let us know what's coming up for you, and we will be able to help you work through that there. In October, Jane is going to be teaching us the ABCs to stop disconnecting with food and start connecting with life. In November, Lisa Smith is going to be healing childhood food wounds. And in December, ditch over drinking and rethink your relationship with alcohol with Angela Masenek. So that is what we are going to do. So I want for y'all, if in the Q&A, if you could, because you know this chat is about to blow up, I'm about to ask a question. I'm going to address a few things I've seen in the Facebook group. So I know there are folks that just can't afford it. I get that. But what I have seen a lot of people talk about is they're afraid. They are afraid to come for a couple of reasons. They're afraid. So you tell me, I would love to come, but this is what I'm afraid of. Or I would love to come, but this is what's holding me back. And if it is money and I cannot fix your finances, but if it is something that you've like, I'm contemplating this, I could go, but this one thing is holding me back. I want you to post that in the chat and let me help you, or in the Q&A and let me walk you through it. So we've seen several people say, I don't want to eat in front of folks because we are going to be doing like halftime method and leaving food behind and different things at this event. And they're like, I can't do it. So here's what I have to say to you. The coaches will all be in the room. There, if you've never been to this hotel, the event space is on this long hallway attached to a different hallway. And there are all these little alcoves with chairs and tables all the way around. And if you get in there and you are hella scared to eat in front of people, get your plate, take it to one of those little alcoves so you can eat in private. Okay. And then if you need us, the coaches will be there to answer your questions. So you do not, if you do not want to, because I'm going to ask y'all, tell me one time in no BS that anybody has said, hey, I would love to do this or I would love to try this, but this is standing in my way that we have not moved heaven and earth to make it right for you. That's how we do it here at No BS. We will find you a spot. We will make sure that you, because that's the thing, you, in order to really work on these, you need to have a little bit of safety. And we will do everything in our power to give you that safety so that you can still participate. I saw somebody we had somebody on the last call about diet detox. I've seen it several times in the Facebook group. Just scared. Let us figure that out for you. All you have to do is say, here's my fear. I cannot eat in front of people. We will take care of the rest. You don't have to worry about it. We'll take care of it for you. We will fix that problem. Don't worry about it. Let us know. We will fix it. That's my solemn vow to you. A lot of people are scared that it just won't work. Like, I've done all this stuff. What if I pay this money and I come to Nashville and it actually does not help me and I don't stop overeating? I want to offer you, what if it is the best thing you've ever done for yourself? Because you've probably never gone deep dive into the root causes of your overeating or eating when you're not hungry before. You're just looking at your past. when you've listened to a course or you've done some stuff and you've tried a few things and they just didn't work, but you've never done it this way. So do not base the experience that you're going to have at Diet Detox on what has happened in the past, because this is totally different. It's apples and oranges. That is what a lot of people are scared of. One thing that a lot of people are worried about is a lot of our members, this was me when I first joined. I've never done anything for myself. I thought that, like, it's so selfish to go to Nashville to take a course, like to hang out with women for 2 days or 3 days. I was like, I don't know if I could do that. Meanwhile, my husband is going places with his friends and doing all kinds of stuff. It was fine for him, but it wasn't fine for me. And so for my first event, I had been in the membership April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 7 months when I went to my first event. I signed up hella early. I probably signed up. I'd only been here like a month. And I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go. And come to find out, the weekend that we were gonna go, the weekend of the event, I found out after I'd already purchased my ticket, was my daughter's first college parents weekend. So I was like, I'm just not going. I can't go. I mean, I can't miss her first parents weekend. Like, what the fuck? I can't do that. Because I was notorious for canceling my plans for my kids' plans, canceling my plans for my family's plans. And it was such a foreign concept to me to put myself first in that way. And Kathy Hartman, God love her, coached me. And she said, they will be missing out if you don't go on the woman you would have been when you came back. And I agonized over it for several weeks. And I was like, I'm gonna go. And I had to sit down and I had to tell my 18-year-old child, who I had never missed one thing. Hell, every time she pooped, I was there. I didn't miss a thing. I didn't miss a thing. Nothing. I had been to everything she'd ever done, ever. And she was like, what? Like, why aren't you going? I was like, I didn't say this. I don't want you to miss out on the mother I'm going to become. I thought, she was like, that's bullshit. She didn't say that, but it fell on deaf ears for her at the time. Now, she was disappointed, right? She was disappointed. And I did finally tell her, I was like, this is the one time I'm going to do something for me. I've done stuff for you. Your daddy's going to be there. My friends were going to be there for their kids, you know, whatever. Everybody's going to be there. I was like, I'm going to do this for me. And I will tell you, that decision changed my life. Look at me now. I mean, you might not become head coach of No BS, but that thing, that decision, and those words that Kathy Hartman said to me changed my life. And the fact that I felt when I got there, I didn't feel great. I felt like I was missing out with my kids thing. I felt like I was a bad mom, but I went anyway. Fun fact, it rained all weekend and they couldn't do anything. But that's beside the point. But it gave my husband an opportunity to stand up. It gave him an opportunity to plan activities with my daughter. It gave him an opportunity to be the parent because I've always taken the lead in everything. He had to step up and talk to the other girls' parents and all that other kind of stuff. And it was good for him. It was good for my daughter. What a good lesson I taught her. You know what? I'll be there for everything I can, but this one thing I can't be there. It was amazing for everybody. And I could not see it at the time. So I just want to encourage you. I mean, if it's something that you can miss, I still get butterflies in my stomach whenever I think about how hard that was for me, how difficult that was for me to say no to my daughter and not go. But it was the best decision I ever made. A lot of people are like, my partner or my kids won't want me to do that. And they've never even asked. Like, what do you think? Like, I'm really thinking about doing this thing. They just assume that they're gonna be like, what? That's stupid. Why would you go do that? Don't you, aren't you in that membership? Can't you just take the classes? That's what you think they're going to say. I just want to offer you, ask, have the conversation. I really want to do this thing. What do you think about it? Because sometimes we're just scared to even speak up and say, I really want to do this. Hey, this is what I want to try. I think this is really going to help me. So I want to offer for y'all to have the conversation. Be bold. We advocate for everybody else. We advocate for our kids. We advocate for, like, I advocate for members. We a lot of times advocate for our employees. We advocate for our friends. We advocate for our parents if we're taking care of them. We advocate for everybody except for ourselves. Ask the question. At least give yourself a chance to have the conversation that I want to try this thing. I want to do this thing. Can I go? And here's the thing. We know how to advocate. We do it all the time. Now we just need to learn how to advocate for ourselves and be a little uncomfortable when you first time you speak up for yourself. It's hard. And do it anyway. And then the other thing that I want to just mention, touch on, is money. Because I know a lot of you, a lot of people say, I don't have the money, but it's really out of fear. Some of you don't have the money. And I get that 100%. Some of you just say, I don't have the money to shut down the conversation because it's like, I don't want to ask for the money, or I don't want to, you know, pull out of our finances because I'm afraid to have the conversation, which is what I'm talking about. Have the conversation. But I want you to imagine how I've been traveling a lot this summer. So I've been eating out a lot. Usually I don't, because hell, I'm right here at the kitchen. I'm not getting up and going out, coming, you know, for lunch, but it's all right here. So I've been eating out a lot lately. And it's expensive, yo. Good Lord, it's so expensive. I want y'all to think about how much money right now, if you are still overeating, eating when you're not hungry, how much money are you spending running through the drive-thru? How much money are you spending at the grocery store buying stuff that if you were consistently eating, I mean, not eating when you weren't hungry, how much money would that put in your pocket? I'm going to tell you, this was in better economic times. When I first started, once I really got good at eating when I was hungry and stopping at enough, that's when my husband fell in love with No BS. I was saving us about $75, $100 a week with the drive-thrus, with the chips, not to mention every time I'd ever go on a diet and throw food away and then buy all brand new food only to throw it away a week later because it had gone bad because I'd already fallen off the wagon. Think about that and imagine what would happen if that money was in your pocket. Diet culture detox would pay for itself. So just some stuff to think about. Oh, Susan. Girl, you want to talk about some lipstick? Y'all like my lipstick? I love Susan Garcia's lipstick. I would love to come, but I keep thinking at 73 years old, I should be past that. Susan, you know that that is not true. That is not true. The reason you shouldn't be past it is because you have not worked through the reasons that you do it. If it was just a magic wand or follow a plan, that would be easy. But what we need to figure out, Susan, is why do you continue to eat when you're not hungry? Why do you continue to eat past enough? What is going on? What is underneath all of that? Why does it keep happening? And you haven't solved for that. Or you just take stuff away and then you don't have anything to fill that spot with that food was giving you. And then you immediately turn back to food. Let us figure out what is going on underneath there. I'm going to this event. Could you give some hints to the agenda, please? I don't know what the agenda is. I think it's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I mean, Monday and Tuesday, Monday through Friday, hell. Monday and Tuesday. I know that we will be doing lunch together, with different activities. Corinne just filmed the videos. But we are leaving, I know, a lot of space for coaching and questions because we want to get everybody's questions answered, everything addressed at this 2-day event. Lori said, I worry about my own honesty. I don't like eating in front of people. And then this triggers hiding food and binging. Lori, I'm telling you, go ahead and sign up. Email us at support. And there are rooms around there that you can go eat at if you don't want to eat in front of folks. And Lori, I'm just going to say this. What better time to work on this than when you have me and Corinne and about 6 other coaches in the room with you? We can coach you on this real live time. And even after the event, y'all, we are around. If you've ever been to our events, we're around. You may catch me with a glass of wine, but I love to coach after a glass of wine. Hell, I'll coach anybody after a glass of wine. If you go back to your room and you start having thoughts of wanting to go get some food and hoard it and binge in your room, come downstairs. Come downstairs. There will be a coach in the lobby. Walk up to anybody and be like, I need coaching. And here we'll be. Here we'll be. And if you're a binger and you're having an urge to binge, Coach Betsy will be there. She's our binge coach. You can actually talk to the binge coach in real time while you're wanting to binge. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're keeping all the coaches in town for this. When it was first announced, it was stated that diet detox would not be recorded. Sounds like that has changed. No, it was always going to be recorded, just not virtual. So while there isn't a virtual experience, people who buy but don't go would get access to the recorded event about 2 weeks later. It takes about 2 weeks to get that back. Typically a little faster, but I ain't promising nothing. In addition to these new bonuses, absolutely anonymous. Trudy says, will we get digital versions of the workbook so I can put them on my iPad? Absolutely. Absolutely. You will. Yeah. I mean, it is normal to be excited and nervous, but I think that's what makes this different. You know, like it is really immersive. Typically at our events, you know, we're running a virtual event. So we've got coaches back in the virtual area. We've got coaches on registration. We've got coaches here and there and yon doing different things. For this event, all the coaches will be in the room with you. So there is plenty of us to go around. So it's going to be amazing. It's like I said, it's virtual. It's really an experience. Immersive experience. I mean, it is a camp per se, but it is really like, we really want to get to the root cause. So I want to make sure you get all of your questions answered. Do y'all have any questions? And again, post in the Q&A. If there is a concern that you have, if there's a reason you have not signed up, you kind of want to, but you're really scared to, for whatever reason, post it in the Q&A. So that I can make sure to get them answered. I will recap the bonuses. Yes. And we also, yeah, Robin says there's lots of hotels available within less than a mile. Easy walk if you're able. There are hotels, like you can walk out of our hotel and see a bunch of hotels. The area has a lot of great sidewalks and is great for pedestrians. I will post the link to the thing here. The hotel information is on this page. Go ahead. My husband. Sorry. My dog just got groomed. He wants in here to show me how handsome he is. He's handsome. This will be on replay. All right. Kathy said, I'm vegan and afraid I won't have food to eat during the sessions. Girl, you know what? Yasmin, our amazing content creator, is vegan too. So you will get a form if you're coming either in person to any of our events, any of our events. You will get a survey asking, do you have any dietary restrictions? Do you have, like, what do you have? We will have food available. If you're gluten-free, we'll hook you up. If you're vegan, we'll hook you up. If you're vegetarian, we'll hook you up. Whatever it is, we will hook you up. Diet detox, our goal is for it to sell out. We have about 100 spots left. Diet detox should sell out. I imagine that it will. There is a maximum number of attendees allowed. I think it's like 400 something. Vicky said, I signed up, but I have a fear of traveling alone to places I have never been. Girl, I get you. I get you. First time I went to Nashville, I was like, oh God. We will also, Vicky, the week of the event, like the week before the event, I see Jen Jackson Black is here. She writes all of your emails. She's on our team. And she has created an amazing, like a guide. If you're coming into Nashville, we have like, you will get like, when you get off the plane, here's how you get to baggage claim. Here's how you get down to the Uber station. Here's how all of this works. And we do all of that for you ahead of time. Let's see. And we do have hotels. We do have rooms, I believe, Monday and Tuesday night still on our hotel block. And you can call the hotel if you've already got a reservation for Queen of Your Life. You can call the hotel. And they will get you, they'll extend, you know, they can extend your stay if there's rooms. Oh, Jen, look, thank you, Jen. I'm glad I have me an assistant on here. There are rooms left in our hotel block Sunday through Tuesday night at $199. Yeah, but when you register, you get an email with a lot of great other options. So again, to recap these amazing bonuses. So the Facebook group will stay open through the end of the year so that we can support you through the end of 2024. You will get in October, we are going to be talking with Coach Jane, Pilger about the ABCs to stop disconnecting with food and start connecting with life. Then in November, the amazing Master Coach Lisa Smith, who is the Peaceful Parent Coach, is going to be doing, I got the Q&A covering up my stuff, Breaking the Cycle, Healing Childhood Food Wounds. And she's also going to be talking to us about how to talk about body image and diets with those like youngsters, kids of all ages around us. So that's going to be really good too. And Ditch the Overdrinking and Rethink Your Relationship with Alcohol with Angela Masenik. And again, I will say, if you're not a drinker, every time she says alcohol, you put in food. Because there are alcohol pushers, there are food pushers. She's going to be teaching us strategies about how to say no to things, how to make a plan and follow a plan. She's going to be doing all of that stuff. And you can just insert food if drinking ain't your thing. At the Detox Hotel, it does not include breakfast, nor is there a kitchen, but they have a restaurant. Yes. And the hotel restaurant is actually pretty good. And then they've got at our hotel, the host hotel, there's like a shuttle that I think goes like 2 miles. So it goes around to different restaurants and stuff in the evenings if you want to go. So you can do that sort of stuff too. Like you can just get around in that way. And there's a lot of restaurants close by. Yeah, there are a ton of restaurants. We're so glad that we kind of moved from where we were because there's so many options super, super close to us now. And before, unless you got an Uber, you were eating at Champions. So, yeah. And typically there will be a group. I can almost assuredly promise you that we'll be going to Corinne's restaurant. They will all share Ubers and whatnot and get over there. People meet all during the day and hang out in the evenings. Like I said, the team will be around in the evenings, taking tons of photos, coaching you if you need it, all of that. So any other questions? I don't want to make this too long. Oh, yeah. Robin says a lot of people will have cars there, which is true. And you just hop in a car with an OBS woman and, you know, whatever. Oh, Karen Brent is driving. She's going to have room for friends. I want to be your friend, Karen Brent. I think I'm excited to meet all of y'all that I haven't met yet. Oh, I can call Shotgun. A lot of folks are driving. That's amazing. I drove to the last event because my flight got canceled, and it was a good drive. All right, any other questions? So, if you are ready to figure this shit out once and for all, come on and hang out with me. And Corinne. I mean, she'll be there. Oh, and Kathy Hartman is teaching a section of this amazing diet detox. She will be there doing all that. Rebecca says, how can we register even if we don't come? So I just now again put the link. Just go over there and register and just email us and say, hey, I just registered for diet detox, but I won't be there live, just so that we know not to, we don't want to have a whole bunch of empty seats, because I know a good many of you are purchasing and are not able to be there live. You just want to make sure that you get the information. And so just make sure so that when we're setting up the room, we know how many chairs to have. Yep, it's going to be a detox party. It's going to be, I'm excited. I've read through the scripts. There's a lot of really good information in there, y'all. Like, I'm just really, you know, I'm always impressed with Corinne. I listen to a lot of self-help, but it looks like I don't listen to anything whenever I look at what Corinne listens to. And she is always learning, growing, bringing us new information. And this information, I feel like, is going to be a game changer. It starts with the new module of No BS. So some of the, like, you know, just the general kind of information is in that new module. And then Diet Detox is just going to take all of it to the next level. She is always improving, changing, growing, and giving it to us, which is freaking awesome. So I'm excited to hear the information. I'm excited to see what people bring to coach on at Diet Detox, because Corinne is gonna, I told you, we're leaving a lot of room for question, answer, and coaching, just because I think that it's gonna be necessary. And I'm just so excited. I have a feeling that the coaches are gonna be coaching all evening when we're in the restaurant. I have a feeling a lot of stuff will come up, and we'll be grabbed and stuff through the, not groped, but grabbed during the weekend, and coaching people all weekend long, even not during the event. So, it's excited. Clarify the anonymous. Oh yeah. It was always going to be recorded. So I don't know where that information came from. It was never going to be virtual though. And so, yeah. So there isn't a virtual experience, and then they get their recorded stuff 2 weeks, about 2 weeks later. Yes. Facebook groups will open within the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're working on them now. We've been really we're gonna get busy after Tuesday, after y'all see the environmental cleanup of the website. And then get your new modules, because I'm gonna tell y'all, I've been talking about this super secret, big, special project I've been working on for y'all for ever, feels like forever. And it's coming. It's finally come to an end. So Peggy says, will the fall classes only be available to the detox community or to all of No BS? So the calls afterwards are a bonus for Diet Detox for those 3 months. The Facebook group is for people who attend detox. And like I said, the module 2 of No BS will have some, like, generalized information. The Diet Detox is going to be 2 days digging deep into what you're uncovering, It's going to take the learning a little bit deeper so you can have coach support right there. We're going to do interactive experiences with folks in the room and who are doing that deeper level training. So that is what the fall, that's what September, the diet detox is about. Let's see if any other questions came into the Q&A. Yeah, head on over to the website. Again, here it is. I think, Jen, are you still here? Did you get the bonus information on the website already? Jen, we built out the website with the bonus. Jen built out the website with the bonuses yesterday. And so it is now live. So you can go look at the bonus information on the website at that link that I've been posting and Jen's been posting. So it is all there and available for you if you want to check it out. So, you know, really have the conversation. If you're on the fence, talk about it with your people. Advocate for yourself. Advocate for yourself, y'all. And make sure if you are going to register and cannot come, which I know a lot of you are, a ton of people are going to register and just not be able to come. They just want the information. They want to be included in this, the Facebook group and that sort of stuff. Make sure that you email support so that we know how to set up the room and we make sure that we have seats for everybody, but just not too many seats. So make sure that you let us know that. Karen said she's excited to keep on creating me. I'm excited to, I'm telling you, I read that stuff. It's made me think. I read the scripts and stuff. It's good. It's good shit. It's good shit. I say it. I'm going to quit saying it's my favorite because I feel like every time I say it's my favorite, I am super excited about Queen of Your Life though. Cause it's what I struggled with the most. Cause now I do feel like I'm the queen of my life. But I am super excited about that one. I mean, I just creating a life that you want, creating the life you deserve because you say so, you know, how to, we're going to be talking about sacrifice at that camp too. And like what it really means and what it means. Cause so many women think if you put yourself first, others have to be put on the back burner and how that's not even true. We're going to really warp your, you know, warp your brain in a good way on that kind of information, which was a big lesson for me to learn. I have a feeling that Queen of Your Life is going to change a lot of lives as well. For all of our people pleasers and people who never say yes to themselves, that's the place you need to be. I'm Zoom user. I want to be queen of my life. I'm going to tell you, that was a big thing for me. So you can actually get information for that on the website as well. We have virtual spots available for that though. In person is sold out. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your Saturday. I know there's another call coming up in a minute. I can't remember what it is. I can't remember what it is. What's next? But in about 15 minutes, there's another call. So y'all have an amazing weekend. Go check out the bonuses. Really think about it this weekend. Oh, monthly planning and assessment. It's coming up next. So, yeah, thank you. Y'all are amazing. I don't need other people on this call. I got y'all. Y'all are best. All right. I will see, hopefully, y'all in Nashville. Hopefully. I can't wait to see everybody, hug everybody, take pictures with everybody, coach everybody, talk to everybody. Have a glass of wine if you want one. And just, you know, have a good time. Have a good time. All right, y'all. Go be no BS women. Go advocate for yourself. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see y'all in Facebook. Bye, y'all.